This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Well, hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about how to use your marketing to attract new team members.
This is such a hot topic, and it has been for years, but it's even worse now. So I know so many people are asking us to help them with their marketing, to recruit techs and all of this, but that's what this whole episode is going to focus on, is just helping you really kind of shift your thinking, because forever we've used marketing to get new customers.
Actually, what we're going to do with this is we're going to give you a leg up on your competition for when it comes to hiring those techs, because, you know, in a typical city, you're going to have, you know, quite a few shops that are looking for technicians, if not every single one of them. So you need to have every advantage that you can. We're not saying that this is going to be like some kind of a silver bullet for hiring, but it's absolutely going to help.
Yeah, for sure. And where we start is what we know. And what we know is that really the best techs, they're already working. They have jobs. And so when you have the shop down the street that's looking for techs, they're posting. And I'm not saying these are bad places to post. They're great. But again, like Brian said, we're going to give you a leg up and have you think a little different. Just kind of shift your thought process and your perspective. But everybody else is posting on Indeed and Monster.com and all these places where, you know, really using some common sense, if the tech that you really want is already performing well, they already have a job, they're not going to Indeed. They're not going to Monster. This is about you getting your shop and the fact that you're hiring in front of them.
So, you know, we're going to talk a decent amount about using social media, which I'm sure you already knew that that's where this is going. But I see the ads on social media. See, Facebook still thinks that I'm a technician. And they think that just because we're so entrenched in the independent aftermarket.
Well, it probably has a lot to do with the fact that you're still on certain websites looking at car repair related stuff. But
well, I mean that, and I'm, you know, members of certain, like I'm members of different technician groups and all kinds of things. So they think that I'm a tech and I get people's ads. And what I normally see is it'll be some stock picture of a tech with a big old wrench in his hand wearing a set of overalls. It'll say, "We're hiring."
I can't.
And that's right. That's like it. They don't say anything else. We're going to talk a good bit about the messaging that you're going to use because it's important. And you don't just say, "We're hiring." You need to let people know why the grass really is greener at your shop. And before we get too far into it, if the grass isn't actually greener, don't try to make it out like it is. Go make the grass greener. And then that in itself is going to make hiring a whole lot easier.
Yeah, you cannot get down the road unless you start where your feet are planted. You know, that's one of the things that we're going to talk about. I mean, right now we're talking about what we know, and that is that good techs have jobs, and your marketing is intended to plant a seed, right? To say, cause somebody that sees your post to go, I wonder, what is it like over there? And then what are they going to do? They're going to click the name of your shop right there on their Facebook feed, and they're going to go, look, what's happening at this shop? Your marketing is planting a seed, but then it's watering that seed, and it's growing that thought that technician might have in their mind. Or, you know, maybe it's not a technician that's necessarily already secure in a job where they're working, but it could be an apprentice type person who's like, you know, that might be something I want to look into. So, I mean, we know shops that they're not necessarily looking for the A tech or the B tech, but they're looking for someone that they can bring in and train and mentor into that position. Yeah, you really need to make sure that before you start, you know, watering that seed, that what they're going to find is truly worth coming over for.
So, you know, that brings us into the what we don't know. And that is, what is it about your shop that makes it a great place to work? And crazy enough, we find that a lot of the shop owners don't know what that is either.
For real.
So a great way to find out is to go survey your team. You want to ask them, what is it that they love about working at your shop? You might also find some things when you do that survey that you need to fix. Mm-hmm. But, you know, why is it that they stay there? What brought them there in the first place? Because those may be some of the things that you use, or they will be some of the things that you use when you are recruiting for techs. Because we always think, you know, especially as business owners, most business owners are motivated by money, but not everybody is motivated by money. We do reviews every 6 months with our team. You know, we have learned to look for what are their dreams and aspirations. You know, what is it that they really want out of life? Currently, we've got 11 members of our team, and we hear things from money, of course. You know, there's people that are definitely motivated by money, but there are also people who, like, quality of life is super important to them. You know, you think about, does your shop run a 4-day work week? Because that's a huge quality of life thing.
There's a lot of shops that are doing that.
You know, some people want a title. We've got one person on our team right now that the title is very important to them.
That could come off and sound bad, but it's not. Like, there are people that are intrinsically motivated to see that they're having some growth in their life, that they're performing. You know, lots of people are happy with status quo, and I just want to get up and I want to go to work and I want to go home. You know, don't discount that. A lot of times people really are turned off by that, but
yeah, there's absolutely nothing in the world wrong with that. You know, that matters.
So you might be wondering, how do I survey them? I would actually encourage you, you know, it's okay to have an actual conversation with people. You go to lunch, have just a genuine, transparent, authentic conversation. But just know that if they want to tell you something that they're concerned you might not receive so well. So one way that you can do that is I would recommend that you literally just create a Google form, and you can even make it anonymous. You don't need to know who filled out that form. If you truly, you know, ask yourself, do you truly want to know the answers to these questions? But one question to maybe put in that form or include in your conversation is to ask them, what are you seeing that other shops are doing that would attract people here, but that I could implement that would keep you here? Have that opening so that people can share with you, hey, I saw XYZ shop is doing this. That might not be a bad idea. You know, if you're not investing in the training of your team, but another shop down the street is, but you never really realized that was super important to your team members. That's something, I mean, you just don't know, you know, that we're talking about what you don't know. You're only going to learn by asking.
But if I train them, they're going to leave.
But if you don't, I mean, you know,
they might stay.
Right. I mean, do you want those people? No, I cannot operate in fear. Can't do it. Not smart.
So, you know, it's important that, and gosh, I learned this the hard way, is because what I had was I had someone who came in to the business knowing almost nothing, and I taught them, and they were a super fast learner, and they got, you know, they quickly became really good, and their performance outpaced their pay. I did not increase their pay to where they needed to be based on their skill. And I did that because I'm still in my head of they came to me less than a year ago knowing nothing, and I'm going to slowly ramp them up. But you can't do that. So you train your people, and as their skills improve, you need to make sure that their pay is on proper pace with their skills. And that's usually the reason why, if it is a case where I train someone up and they leave, it's probably because you trained them. They became really good at what they're doing, and they weren't being paid based on their skills and abilities. So, you know, they decided to go somewhere who, you know, where they would pay them for those skills and abilities. I want to thank our friends at RepairPal for making this episode possible. They're on a mission to put trust back in auto repair. You're an honest shop that delivers high quality work and great service, right? Well, millions of consumers looking for mid to major mechanical repair look for shops like yours in the RepairPal Trusted Network. Contact them to get certified today and receive 1 month free service at repairpal.com/shops. Being in the RepairPal certified network helped us grow our shop's business, and it can help yours too with new customers and a higher ARO. Plus, you don't have to worry anymore about arguing with customers over price, because shops in RepairPal certified network are trusted by consumers for being fair priced, not low priced, fair priced. You have to be in it to win it. So head over to repairpal.com/shops to learn more and set up a call. When you sign up, you'll get 1 month of service free and save $150 off certification.
Whether you know it or don't know it, pay is not almost always the most important thing, right? That's what we've been talking about here is really learning what's important to people. And once you finally have figured out these things, you kind of have a list of here are the things I know, here are the things I don't know. It's time to really reframe your marketing and look at how what you're putting out there or what you're not putting out there, which is probably the case, is also part of that recruitment. Because once you've planted that seed, you know, they're looking at your Google reviews. Well, I mean, I've seen lots of Google reviews where there's a common denominator of what's happening in that business. And it might be that I've seriously seen this. You can quote, the shop owner's a jerk, right? Or they're constantly referencing a conversation that they had with the shop owner, and the shop owner said this, shop owner said that. Well, let's say that you've planted the seed. A potential technician is like, yeah, I think I want to go work over there. Let me check this place out. And they go look at the Google reviews and they see not one, right? You get rid of the outliers. One person talked about you. Okay. Four people talked about the shop owner. Well, why would this technician now say, oh, I love my shop owner. Like, there's nothing wrong with my shop owner. I just need more work. But your reviews are saying that you're difficult. So if you're difficult as for a customer, you're probably difficult for the technicians and for the team. So, you know, look at how are you responding to reviews? How are you, what are you posting on social media?
Yeah, it's kind of a great segue there that it's all of your marketing. The marketing that you are doing that is really meant to bring in new clients is also something that potential employees are looking at.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's actually, it's even the same kinds of things when it comes to the whole know, like, trust, you know, factor. The marketing that you do that's going to get a new potential client to know, like, and trust you, it's the same exact thing that's going to help a technician to come to know, like, and trust you, because they're looking at things like, you know, what is the company culture like? So when we share people's birthdays, and not all of these are going to get shared, but when, look, I come from a shop environment. I know that practical jokes happen and, you know, some of them we want to share and some of them we don't, but the ones that we can have fun with and we can share, you know, that's something that people look at and be like, man, it looks like they have fun there.
Right.
When you get new tools, we tell our shops all the time, you know, you buy a new piece of equipment, send us pictures of it so that we can put that out on your social media, because, you know, your clients want to know that when their car is being worked on, that you have the best equipment to be working on it.
But I can't showcase my tools or equipment because my shop is too dirty.
Well, you got to clean up the shop. I mean, it's as simple as that. Anything, you know, you get that new alignment machine, we got to share about that. And guess what? The tech that's working down the street at the shop that has the old alignment machine, that every time he takes it for a test drive afterwards, the steering wheel isn't straight, man, he's going to look at that new alignment machine with stars in his eyes. And the same exact thing with the scan tool. You know, he's over there working with some generic scan tool, and you're showing how you just bought a brand new Starry Diagnosis machine for Mercedes. That tech's going to look at that and be like, man, I want to be able to work with tools like that.
Well, and it's not even just the tools. You know, when you're taking pictures or video of the shop, you know, I jokingly said, oh, but we've had people say, I can't send you pictures of the, you know, in the shop area because it's really, really a mess back there. Your clients don't want to see that, but your future technicians, they don't want to see that either. They want to work where it's clean and organized, but also lit up. I've seriously heard people say, I hate working in my shop. It's so dark. And I've seen shops like that, right? They're working on fine motor stuff. Like they need lights, and it more than just the light that you attach under the hood when you've got the hood open. So you have to look at all of that stuff. For God's sakes, if you are posting all this, then you need to look, don't just look at what you're trying to record in that picture or video, but look in the background. Literally look in the background of the picture to see, is the background of what's in my shop going to attract someone? There's so much to this, but you have to get your house in order. And if you want to attract people as a technician or service advisor or whatever it might be, all of that matters in your marketing.
One of my favorite ones is your shop air conditioned? That's a big deal. You know, especially, I mean, there's not a place in the U.S. that I know of that doesn't get hot at some time. But there are some places, you know, that are a lot hotter than others. And if you have air conditioning, that can be a big deal. You're in Central Texas and it's 108 degrees outside and some great tech down the street working in the shop that doesn't have air condition is sweating his tail off, goes home that night, gets on Facebook and sees where your shop is looking for someone. You've got the latest equipment. You've got a nice air conditioned shop. You've got a great company culture because they can see these things through your social media post.
Well, they can see it if you've included these things in your messaging. I mean, time after, if you go to Facebook, go do a search for auto repair technician and you look at the job posts that are there. There's no wonder that some of these places, look, I know the real reason why it's difficult to hire right now. I get it. But for the ones that are searching for a job and they go look for, how is your job post standing out? Is it the same old hiring auto technician, X dollars an hour, we offer benefits and blah, 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 blah. But you're leaving out all of this. Think about why are they looking for a job?
It's the stuff that is not typically mentioned that matters.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 100%.
Because people just expect that you're going to have, you know, competitive pay. That's not even something that someone is going to look at and be like, oh, I want to go work there because they have competitive pay. Or, you know, oh, they have a 401k. I'm going to go work there. Or, oh, it's a busy shop. Everybody says there's a busy shop. And I'm not saying not to say that you're a busy shop, because if you're busy, say that you're busy. Mm-hmm. It's something that people do want to know. They also do want to know if you offer a 401k. But those aren't the things that you lead with, because those are the things that are expected.
Absolutely. That's the key. What are you leading with in your job posts, in your social media posts? Are you answering the problem that these technicians that are looking for a job are looking for? And it's probably going to be the stuff that, like, I know you think you know your shop and you think you know your team, but do that survey, whether it's in person, whether it's a Google form. Those are probably the things that you're going to lead with. It's most likely going to be things you're not thinking about, you know?
Then there's also things that are not necessarily in your shop. Kim, tell them about the person in Alaska and how they're using
this.
I mean, that if you're an outdoorsman, you know, you're going to be attracted to this. Go ahead and tell them about that.
Yeah. And I don't even remember, like, I don't know them.
I found it. They targeted me and I sent it to you.
Okay. I was like, I don't remember why or how I heard about this. So I guess Brian, because he fits probably that description. So, and I don't know if it's Simard or CMARD, but it's SIMARD Automotive. And they are in Alaska. What they're doing, I did reach out to them. I actually asked their permission to talk about them in one of the classes we taught about tech recruitment. And he was like, yeah, absolutely. Super awesome. Really great guy. Very responsive quickly. But what he did was in their job post, in their recruitment campaign, I would even call it, is they had a video where at first I was kind of confused. I'm like, is this a tourism recruitment for their local community? Because they went all out talking about, why would you want to live and work here? They were thinking about their family and outside of the shop, and they were showcasing the whole living in Alaska, they're in Fairbanks, Alaska, actually. And so they were showcasing, you know,
the fishing and hunting,
all the stuff. It was just so perfectly done. And the funny thing is in my conversation with him, we were talking about StoryBrand, which Brian and I used to be StoryBrand certified guides, and they'd implemented StoryBrand into the video. And he was even saying that they were planning to do a revised video to make it even more StoryBranded, which totally focuses on what we were just referencing a minute ago, which is solving the problem, right? So why are people looking for a job? Why are you going to get a technician from another shop to come to yours? Well, it's because you're offering something that solves a problem that they have.
And just to expand a little bit on what Kim was saying there regarding StoryBrand. So StoryBrand is a framework for telling story. And there's a great book by Donald Miller called Building a StoryBrand. And they've also got, they have 2-day on-site intensive workshops that you can go to in Nashville, Tennessee, where you can create all of your messaging for your clients as well as your hiring campaigns and everything. And it's really an awesome way.
Fantastic.
Like it makes telling stories so easy because it tells you all of the pieces and all of the parts that you need to include. And it's all based on screenplay and you know how human mind and emotion works. So I highly recommend picking up that book, Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller.
So going back a little bit though to Samart Automotive, you might be wondering, why would I want to promote that where I live? And you know, if you're in an area that it's just a great place to live, I know shops who are offering relocation packages. You know, if a great technician lives on the other side of the country or in another state, well, maybe what you need to do to get that great tech over there is plant that seed for why it's great to live where you are, and then offer that. We're going to help you find a new place. We're going to help you with the moving costs. Don't be afraid to do some of the things that might be required in this day and time to get a great team member.
All right. So one of the big missing pieces that we see is a careers page on a website. Now, the careers page is usually there, but it's usually just a page that if there happens to be a job opening, it's listed there. And, you know, it might give some basic information like we were talking about earlier about working for your shop. But there's so much more that can be done with a careers page on your website. Like, I believe that the careers page should have at least as much thought and time put into it as the homepage, because
for sure
it's harder for you to hire techs right now than it is for you to get new clients.
And if you have a current website, then you need to add a careers page, or if you have a careers page, build it out like we're getting ready to tell you. But if you are in the process of building a new website, or you're planning to have a new website at some point in the future, you should just be doing this from the beginning, not as an afterthought.
So some of the things that you might put on a careers page, and I recommend putting all of these things on your careers page. And look, you can go look at our own careers page on our Shop Marketing Pros website, shopmarketingpros.com/careers. I think the only thing that we don't have on there right now is the video, which we're in the process of doing. But I highly recommend having a video on your website that is from the owners of your shop, telling people, you know, why it, and not just the owners, but you can have your employees and everything, telling people why it's a great place to work. Mm-hmm. If you don't know where to start with that, reach out to Patrick Egan over at Spark Interactive. Patrick is a great guy. He does video for shops. He will come out to your shop, spend a couple of days there, and create a whole bunch of videos for you. And he's got like specific videos that he knows he's going to make because every shop needs them. And then they'll do some additional videos, you know, just based on what your specific needs are.
And we'll put a link for him down in the show notes, make it easy for you to get to.
But you want to have that video on your careers page, but then pictures showing your company culture, like a, you know, a photo gallery. What are some of the things that y'all do as a team? You know, I know shops that they take their team offshore fishing. You know, some of them might do things like, you know, play in a golf tournament together.
Jen at Collinsville, Jen and Mike, they have a 4-day work week. And so occasionally on a Friday, they'll go out. It wasn't long ago that they rented ATVs and went, I think, camping and did some ATV riding. Or did you take your team to Apex in Vegas or to Vision or, you know, to one of the trade shows and you have pictures of that? Add that too.
Yep. And then your core values. We're huge on core values. And I will tell you that I always thought that that was, you know, woo-woo mess that was just a time waster, you know, when it came to your core values and your mission and your vision. But when I finally bought into doing it, and when we did it, and we did it right, it was all based on EOS, which is the Entrepreneurial Operating System,
which a lot of shops are implementing.
Chris Cotton, he's another podcast host on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Look up the Weekly Blitz with Chris Cotton. He does a series of episodes where he talks about EOS. But anyway, EOS gives you the system for going through and creating your core values. And when you do it the right way, it's not just garbage. You know, like your core values should truly mean something.
Oh, no, we hire, fire, reward, and recognize based on core values.
So when you put your core values on that careers page, people might look at it and say, oh, I don't fit this core value, and they may not apply. And that's the best thing that they can ever do for you is to apply because they don't fit your core values.
Absolutely.
But the ones who do, and honestly, probably the majority of people that come to your page, they're going to look at the core values and be like, oh, okay, because most businesses that have these core values that the CEO just made up and it's like, yeah, whatever. And they don't actually follow them. So there are a lot of people that are going to look at them and be like, eh, whatever. And they'll apply or, you know, whatever based on what they see there. But when you let people know how important your core values are, and when you prove it to them by actually living them out, then it makes all the difference in the world in your business and in the people that will work for you.
Absolutely. Don't forget about employee testimonials. Brian mentioned it very briefly, but actually invite your team members to send you a sentence or two about why they choose to stay at your shop. Why they pick your shop? Why are they there? That's something super important. I mean, your future team members may care more about that than the video from the owner at the top of the page.
And then you want to list the benefits of working at your shop. And I'm not talking about the benefits like the 401k and all that. I'm talking about things that we've already talked about. Do you have air conditioning? Do you work a 4-day work week?
Do you provide tools?
What equipment do you have? Do you provide training? You know, and the training, is it something where we're going to sit and watch video trainings, or is it we shut down the shop for a week and we all go to Vision or Apex? You know, because that's something that when somebody sees that, they're like, oh, I don't get training like that where I'm at now.
Absolutely.
And then you list the things like competitive salary and 401k and health benefits and all of that.
And then finally, don't forget to give them a place to apply. So whether that is, you know, some people really like to include the PDF. I want you to download this PDF, fill it out, email it in, whatever it might be. But you can very easily just turn that application, that PDF, into a form that they fill out right then and there. They can attach their resume, whatever it might be.
And two things about the ability for them to apply on this page. You want them to be able to apply whether you are looking for someone or not. Mm-hmm. That is one of the biggest mistakes that shop owners make, is that they're not building up that, you know, portfolio of resumes while they're not hiring. So when they all of a sudden find themselves needing someone, they don't have a stack of resumes to go through. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the application process, make it easy. Just have a handful of questions there. Don't do a full application. You just want to find out the information that's most important to you so that you can look at it and say, is this someone who I think I would want to work at my shop?
You know,
and if it is, then you give them the ability to do the full application.
You know, one thing I really love, I think Bill Haas is the one who mentioned this, and it's just so smart. I hope it's Bill.
It's Bill.
I'm saying it's Bill.
Yep.
And that is, you know what? Let's just imagine for a second that your marketing has attracted a tech that's working. He already has a job. And Nanette Griffin, I think, is the one who first told me about it. And then Bill followed up with explaining it more. But maybe they're not quite ready to actually apply. That's kind of too much of a commitment. Maybe you want to have a not ready to apply. You just want to have a chat. Like, let's just chat. Is have a way for someone to reach out and connect with you to, let's just have a conversation. Maybe you're not ready to jump off the diving board into the deep end. Let's just get to know each other a little bit. So find a way to include that. That's not such a heavy-handed feeling of commitment.
And don't just include that on your careers page. You want to put that out in your social also. Mm-hmm. So when you say that you're looking for someone, let people know that, hey, if you're interested in the slightest, just come meet us. Come check out the shop. No obligations.
So I want to just kind of wrap it up by coming around to one last thing. I hope that you at least found one thing that you can implement, or maybe it's changing your perspective or opening you up to thinking about this in a different way. You might need to pivot your marketing. There might be an adjustment that you need to make. So talk it over with yourself, whoever internally is doing your marketing. If you have an agency or someone else helping you, it's time to have that conversation and recap some of these things and really look at, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Maybe you're doing all these things. That's awesome. Amazing. Congrats. Kudos. But you probably have learned something here today where you need to pivot. You need to make an adjustment. You need to change a little bit. So whether that's showcasing your company culture, showcasing your teammates or your community involvement, or sharing your reviews, or maybe it's responding to reviews like you haven't done, figure out what it is that you need to implement or start, right? Is there something you need to stop doing, you need to change, or something that you need to start doing?
We want to thank all of you for listening today. If you would like to get in touch with us, there's a lot of ways to do that. We have a Facebook group called the Auto Repair Marketing Mastermind. It's got about 400 shop owners in it right now. I say shop owners, people who are involved in the automotive industry and want to, you know, talk about and learn more about marketing. Our website is shopmarketingpros.com. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram at Shop Marketing Pros. And lastly, I wrote a book called The Ultimate Guide to Auto Repair Shop Marketing that you can get a free PDF or audiobook version of it at shopmarketingpros.com/book. You can also find the physical book, the Kindle version, and the Audible version on Amazon.
Yep. So you can pretty much get in touch with us any way that you want. And listening was free. There's no charge, but we would love to ask you to make a donation, if you will, by sharing with somebody that you know would benefit from this podcast. Thanks so much for listening. We really love sharing with y'all, and we hope to have you at our next episode.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker. Follow the podcast on your favorite listening app. Find their emails in the show notes and visit them at shopmarketingpros.com. Let Kim and Brian know what you want discussed, because they're all about advancing the aftermarket.